Mexican officials sent special forces ahead of Biden border visit, only pose for photos. By Cartel Chronicles on January 8, 2023. Mexican immigration officials sent more than 200 agents to Ciudad Juarez. 2 days before U.S. President Joe Biden is set to visit El Paso to learn about the current immigration crisis. The Mexican immigration officials arrived at a time when thousands of migrants await in Ciudad Juarez to cross into Texas. However, the special group had only made appearances in front of cameras and had not been out in the field actually helping migrants. On Friday evening, Mexico's National Immigration Institute, INM, announced the deployment, revealing that the head of the institute, Commissioner Francisco Garduno Yanez, was personally heading the detail to Ciudad Juarez. A series of photographs shared by INM showed the new agents lined up near the border fence. An agency statement claims that the agents would be there to provide blankets and warm beverages to the migrants in Ciudad Juarez since temperatures are expected to drop due to a cold front. By Saturday, Garduno crossed into El Paso to meet with U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, where they posed for pictures and claimed to look for ways to rescue migrants. Despite the show of force, the deployment is not expected to affect the current immigration crisis at the border. Currently, a large number of the migrants making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border have travel permits that INM has issued, Breitbart Texas reported. The move was touted as a safe way to let them travel across Mexico instead of having them move in caravans. Additionally, as Breitbart Texas reported, human smuggling organizations have been working with corrupt INM agents in the sale of travel documents for VIP migrants, as well as for sex trafficking purposes. Despite several exposes on corrupt practices and criminal behavior within INM, the institute continues to operate as usual under Garduno, a top immigration official revealed to Breitbart Texas. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Williams Cortez from Baja California.